Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free to control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So when is rape not a rape? Well, it's when a cop performs the act. According to, again, mysanantonio.com, a former San Antonio police officer accused of raping a transsexual prostitute while on duty was ordered Tuesday to spend a year in jail. Attorneys for Craig Nash, age 39, had asked State District Judge Lori Valenzuela for deferred adjudication probation during the brief sentencing hearing, pointing out that he otherwise had been commended for his service during his 6 years with the department.
So, right. other than raping that
a transsexual prostitute.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how to refer to the individual. Rather than, you know, besides raping that person, you know, I've done a great job, and you know, this is an excuse that will simply not hold water for the rest of us.
I always showed up on time. At my job, I must be a good guy.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with it, just the job. Yeah. But, I mean, even if you say, look, you know, so what if I murdered that guy, raped that girl, robbed that house, blah, 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 blah. I was a Sunday school teacher. I did volunteer work at the Red Cross, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I was just killing little boys in the meantime. You know, what's the big deal, right? According to the story here, prosecutors sought a maximum one-year sentence, not for a rape charge, but for what they call official oppression. Now, this is because of a plea deal, of course. The official oppression charge, a Class A misdemeanor. It's part of a plea agreement. Nash waived an indictment last month and pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor. In exchange, prosecutors agreed not to pursue a felony charge of sexual assault by a police officer, which had a maximum sentence of life in prison. So, like, on the books, there is this particular charge in which, you know, it would have been really, really serious that has to do specifically with the police using their power over somebody and forcing themselves on someone sexually. But they said, no, we'll just plead guilty and we'll give you an official oppression charge. You can sit in the pokey for a little while and we'll let you out.
The thin blue line strikes back.
Nash also agreed never again to work as a police officer in Texas. So he just moved to Arkansas or something like that and worked there. Police Chief William McManus had indefinitely suspended Nash, the equivalent of firing him last March, and said the accusation had arrived as a hard slap to the face of the other officers. Officers should be held to a higher standard, said the prosecutor of his request for jail time, which, well, if that's true, then why wouldn't you truly prosecute?
Yes, exactly.
A police officer who is a criminal doesn't deserve mercy from the system he serves to protect. This is the prosecutor saying this, who is the same guy that offered him a plea bargain. Nash was arrested last February.
Sure, this guy is true. He's going to be running for an office. He doesn't want to have any quotes out there that make it sound like he's, you know, for giving leniency to bad cops.
Nash was arrested last February after the victim, currently serving time in a male state jail facility for prostitution. I wonder how long they're... I wonder what the disparity is there in the sentences. I'm just curious, like, how much time is he spending time in jail for prostitution versus his year in jail for the rape? Reported that she had just been held captive and raped by the officer. She'd been picked up by Nash at Guadalupe and Zamora Streets early that morning and handcuffed in the back of the patrol car. She then was told to lie down as Nash drove to an unknown location where she was forced to commit multiple sex acts, she reported. Now, you were just asking the other day, Mark, how often does this stuff happen? How common is this experience for people to have the police force themselves on them sexually or cut them a deal if they'll just give them a BJ or something like that?
Right. I mean, I don't think we ever could know because, A, if it's a deal cut in exchange for a favor, then how would you tell? You know, if some hot female cop says, hey, Mark, I'll let you get out of this ticket if you do X, X, and Y, I probably won't tell. So, obviously you're never going to know how many times that kind of official oppression is done.
Odds are slim it's going to be a hot female cop or a hot any cop.
It's never going to happen. Yeah. Right, it's never going to happen to me. Only in a porn when it's going to happen after you're going to hear that afterwards. But, if it's a situation where somebody is truly coerced, then not to say that the other situation isn't coercion, because it is, because they're being threatened with a ticket or time in jail or whatever it is that they're being threatened with. Mm-hmm. But if it's a case where somebody's like truly coerced, then, you know, you're not sure whether you're going to be believed or not. I can tell you if that, you know, if I, you know, walk into the Keene Police Department and say, hey, that female officer sexually harassed me, they're going to giggle at me.
So you might look at this case and say, well, maybe if this prosecutor is really so gung-ho to get the police, you know, to really hold them to a higher standard, as he says that he is interested in doing.
Well, saying and doing are two completely different things. Clearly, he doesn't care about any standard, but getting this past him.
Well, you might speculate and say, well, maybe he's just, maybe he realizes that there's a real poor case here, and he just wants to get the conviction. Maybe if it went to trial, something would fall through. There would be, you know, a hole in the evidence that was just, maybe he just knows there's a missing point in this case. But that's not the case here. It seems like it's a pretty solid case. DNA taken from a rape kit later linked the cop to the complainant, according to court records.
Wow.
The woman picked Nash out in a police lineup, and GPS tracking of his patrol unit was consistent with what she said, according to the documents.
It's open and shut right there. Why, you know, why didn't he prosecute to the fullest extent and hold him to that standard?
Yeah.
You know, this news speak, this double talk, I think people just need to call him on it more often, the people who engage in this behavior, and call him out.
Absolutely. Although not to say that putting this cop in jail for the rest of his life is a real good solution to the problem either. The real solution would be some form of restitution to the victim, and I don't see anything in this story about that. The guy's going to sit, whether he's sitting in jail for the rest of his life or he's sitting in jail for a year, that doesn't do anything at all to essentially make that person whole. Obviously, in a case like murder or rape, there's very little that you can ever really truly be whole again after something like that happens to you. Maybe you could say it just depends on how you look at it, but I think a lot of people would agree that that's a pretty tough thing to recover from, being raped.
I think in this circumstance, probably the fact that the person was a cross-dresser or transsexual, I'm not sure what the term is, or what the circumstance of that person is. I kind of have an idea what the terms are, but I don't know what the specifics are with this person. And the fact that she is a prostitute probably weighs on their minds, you know?
Whose minds?
The people who are making the decision as to what you know, the sentence should be, and in that case,
I see what you're saying.
You know, when you're talking about, I guess, you know, when I think about restitution for rape, I think of restitution for rape on a you know, a 12-year-old girl as being different than I would think on a prostitute, a person who sells sex for a living.
Why would you think that? I mean, she wasn't being a prostitute in this case
because she has a price. Like, you know what the price for sex is, and if
everybody has a price.
Well,
he also is a 12-year-old girl who, generally, 12-year-old girls aren't prostitutes and generally aren't expected to have sex either. I think that's kind of a, I mean, clearly there's a difference between a child getting raped and an adult.
I agree, and the restitution probably would be different in those cases. But in this case, there is no restitution to be spoken of. This guy's just going to go to jail for years. 2 days after the officer's arrest, a second person came forward, oh boy, to say he had also been raped by the officer in 2008. As part of the plea agreement, prosecutors
just go after all the boys.
Won't pursue the second allegation, according to the court documents. Prosecutors opted to pursue the misdemeanor charge. But that, again, backs up something that I've said before about these corrupt cops, is that whenever they get caught, you know it's not the first time. Odds are good. I mean, this guy was on the force for a number of years prior to this. You've got at least one other victim who's coming out and saying, hey, he did this to me too. And you know that a lot of people, if he's done this to others, are likely afraid to come out because they're worried about what this guy might do
to
them.
Or they came out and the people they talked to humiliated them and ashamed them. The officer they reported it to just said, no, that you're just made up stories. Now you're just lying. I think I should lock you up for lying to me or filing a false complaint.
Right. Now, who's going to believe the raped tranny? I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I'm amazed that they were able to pull this case off.
They opted to pursue the misdemeanor charge against Nash instead of the felony as they began looking ahead to trial and contemplating additional issues we'd have to deal with. According to the chief of the district attorney's white collar crimes division, she declined to elaborate. What is that supposed to
mean? Why is the white collar crimes division that investigates?
I don't know. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Now, again, that's freetalklive.com. A lot of stuff there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
How does Cruise to Bermuda sound? How about our cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. There'll certainly be some debates and some, speechifying and things like that. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now as there's a deadline by March the 1st. The rates are $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. These rates are incredible, and they're not going to last. $535, cruise.freetalklive.com.
We're telling you about an example of what they call official oppression in San Antonio, which is actually kidnapping and rape. We didn't really really focus on the kidnapping aspect of this, which, of course, was completely ignored by the prosecutor in this incident, where a police officer, about almost 40 years old, essentially takes a woman off the streets. Well, it's a transsexual prostitute, but takes a transsexual off the streets, puts her in the back of his police car, drives her to a secret location, and then proceeds to force her to perform sex acts. And presumably, he was not actually arresting her for anything. Why would he do that? Why would he arrest somebody, then perform those acts, and then take them into the station so they could, easily, file a report or something like that? It doesn't say in this news piece that she was being arrested for anything, just that she was handcuffed.
I think it's taken for granted that the police are used to just kidnapping people. I think it's such a normal thing for police to kidnap someone that they don't even mention it. As you said,
it's a non-issue.
Right, but if you just think about this, the double standard is so clearly emblazoned on this story. This guy gets a year in jail for a misdemeanor count of so-called official oppression as a plea bargain. They did not go after him on any sexual assault or rape charges. They certainly didn't go after him on kidnapping charges. But what would happen to you or I if we stepped out of our car, pulled our car over somewhere to where somebody was standing on the street, pointed a gun at him and said, "Get in the back"? Put them in handcuffs, threw them in the back of the car, took them out to some secret place, and then forced ourselves on them. What would be the charges that you or I would face
life
doing
in prison,
something like that?
Easily life in prison.
Pretty close.
To that effect. And it's certainly, and if this person was a police officer that we did this to, or some bureaucrat, or some member of that upper class system, it'd be a different matter altogether.
Yep. So I think it's important to bring the kidnapping aspect of this up, because he wasn't arresting her under any kind
of
circumstance.
He probably didn't have to pull his gun to get the gal into the vehicle.
No, probably not, because he has one on his hip.
He has one on the hip, and people know that it's a cop. What are you supposed to do?
Right, all he has to do is roll up and say, "You're under arrest." "What? I didn't do anything." "Put your hands behind your back." "Oh, all right." Most people are pretty compliant when it comes to being arrested. And so that's all he has to do, is just say, "You're under arrest." And then people will just start doing what they believe they're supposed to do when they're under arrest. And, that's what began this whole process. And, of course, she wasn't under arrest for anything. It doesn't point out that she was being arrested for anything.
Well, it's just a symptomatic problem in our system, with these sick people in positions of power exploiting that power for personal gain and benefit, and just harming so many people in the process.
Your toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. In other news, Mark, there's a border dispute that I guess has resulted in somebody getting shot, a kid getting shot.
Well, yeah, it's very strange. I would have never really imagined a story like this, but the parents of a Mexican teenager allegedly killed last year by a bullet fired by a U.S. Border Patrol agent across the Rio Grande River on Monday sued the U.S. government for $25 million. The U.S. Border Patrol says that Sergio Hernandez Guerrica, 15, was pelting U.S. agents with rocks from the Mexican side of the Rio Grande River last June. You got a pretty good arm.
I was going to say, how wide is that river?
Yeah. Obviously, we're not talking about boulders here, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And I'm not saying that it's okay to throw rocks at people. I'm really not. I am saying, however, that if you've got a river between you and a guy who's throwing rocks at you, chances are you could take a couple of steps back instead of shooting him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they can't do that. Their pride won't let them.
Yeah,
they,
I think
have
that,
to
that
be the
might
ones
be
in control.
I think that might absolutely be the circumstance here.
Well, plus,
remember there was this what was it? Officer Bubbles during G20 situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this officer says to one of these peaceniks that's blowing bubbles out there in front of the G20 event. He says, "If one of those bubbles touches me, I'm going to arrest you for assault."
Yep.
He doesn't step back because he doesn't want the bubbles soapy goodness on his dumb sunglasses. He just says, "If one of those touches me, I'm going to call it assault." And he stepped up on this lady.
Of course.
So
now, in this case, this kid gets shot across the Rio Grande. This is even worse for this family than the transsexual. This kid's dead, and there's nothing that can be done. In the case of the guy in San Antonio, the cop that rapes the transsexual, at least he's been brought up on some kind of charge. This Border Patrol agent, probably nothing's going to happen to him.
Yeah,
he's essentially killed a non-person.
Where was this located? Where was the state?
It's Texas.
Texas, okay.
So Bob Hilliard, attorney for the Mexican family, said that the boy was the victim of brutality on the part of federal agents and was shot in cold blood. We have seen and the video, by the way, doesn't show the kid throwing rocks.
Hmm.
So, you know, the government has said that he was a coyote and he was throwing rocks.
Wait, the 15-year-old child?
Yeah, the 15-year-old kid. Actually, the article goes into it. I'll just read it here.
I shouldn't say he's a child. He's a teenager. Anyway, go ahead.
Seen the brutality captured on videotape that stuns a country, and we think that the law enforcement are trained and should not do that, said Hilliard. The incident was videotaped by several individuals and broadcast in Spanish language Univision Television Network and posted on the Internet. It's come to represent the lawless nature of the violence along the Texas-Mexico border. It's unclear from the grainy cell phone video whether the boy was throwing rocks at the time. Part of the lawsuit seeks to require the government to turn over the border. By the way, when it says it's unclear, that means the video didn't show that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's just a writer's trickery. Now, we don't know whether the boy was throwing rocks or not because the video doesn't tell the whole story.
Because, as you pointed out, it's not hard to get away from someone throwing rocks if you're across a river from them.
Right. It's
and
not like you're standing 10 feet and whipping it like a baseball, okay?
And second, it's not an appropriate response to shoot somebody who's, you know, throwing rocks from across a river.
Especially when you're talking about an international incident. I think that that's the most interesting part of this case. Not to say that all of it, there's not some interesting stuff to it. But I think the most interesting part is this guy who represents the United States government shot from the United States into a sovereign country, killing one of its citizens. That's an act of war, and I don't care how you slice it. Does this mean that there are people that in the United States government that wish to have war on Mexico?
We've always been at war with Mexico, and their drugs. Don't you know what, Mark? They got drugs over there. It's bad for you. Don't do drugs.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Do you think that there's any reason for this? Is there any justification for this behavior beyond just some bureaucrat who knows he can get away with murder? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control, bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete
complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. And those features include the news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's all totally free. That's news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, any one of those, or more than one if you'd like. News.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up this year from the 20th through the 26th of June, and it's going to be a great time. Porkfest 2011, JJ is in charge of the music scene.
That's right, music and fans. It's going to be an exciting and epic time.
But it's more than just a music festival. It's that there's the well, music it's not, is just it's, one aspect.
Yeah, it's not actually a music festival. Music is just one of the entertainment options available. I think that people find a lot of different options, and the market will provide so many choices that I think a lot of people will be satisfied.
Absolutely. A lot of people were last year with over 800 people attending Porkfest. It's a great time. The best reason to go, in my opinion, is to be together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented
yes.
people and to you know to socialize with those folks and to build bonds and to invite people here from outside of New Hampshire to see what it's like to be around those people because we know we live here all
well,
the time.
And just in addition to the music, I'm also going to be the tour, I guess, front man for the Keen Tour up to Porkfest.
Oh, cool.
They're doing.
There wasn't a Keen Tour last year, so I'm glad to hear they're bringing that back.
Yeah, they're obviously doing like the 6 days worth up till Porkfest. There's going to be tours in different towns, and then the town coming to Keen. I'll hopefully have some stuff planned with the Activist Center and various other areas in town.
It's really just a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire, see what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. As you say, check out the state, tour around, see what it's like in the different towns, and it's just an absolute blast. Go to porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Porkfest.com. Learn a little bit more about it. Also, you can look for it on Facebook. There's
It's all over Facebook. So.
Yeah, there's a good Facebook page for it, so check that out. We're still in the midst of this. We're going to get to your phone calls here in just a moment at 800-259-9231. There was another point that was certainly worth, I think, refocusing on in this story about a 15-year-old teenage boy who was attacked by the Border Patrol. Border Patrol agent shoots him across the Rio Grande. The claim from the Border Patrol is, well, he was throwing rocks.
But there's video, and as they say, multiple video, and it's cell phone video. It isn't the best, as anyone can imagine, but they call the video unclear as to whether the youth was throwing rocks, meaning there's no video of the youth throwing rocks.
I think it's pretty clear when you see someone throwing a rock, even if you don't see the projectile, just the movement of the body in a certain fashion would indicate they're throwing something. It would be very, very discernible.
Well, I mean, it presumes that the video was focused on him at the time he was throwing the rocks, but either way, there's a statement that they make about him. The FBI or whoever says he's this coyote. A coyote is somebody who essentially is a trafficker in human beings.
Right, so this is a 15-year-old kid. His name's Sergio Hernandez. The FBI has claimed that Hernandez was a known immigrant smuggler who had been pressed into service by smuggling gangs taking advantage of his youth. They said that Hernandez guided illegal immigrants into the United States, and that they have said that he was attacking the border agents with rocks at the time. As if somebody who's in the profession of smuggling humans wants to get into a rock-throwing contest with somebody with a gun on the other side. It doesn't make much sense to me.
That's really the point I was going to make, is that, I mean, if this guy... Now, look, I understand he's
15. So there's video not showing him throwing rocks. They know for certain he was shot and killed, mm-hmm. and then the agents come out, and they say, oh, well, he's a coyote. He's really bad. He brings illegal immigrants into the country. He was throwing rocks at us, and he had Law's rocket. You know, like, hold on, Bill Bob. You're going to have to drop the Law's rocket from that story. Nobody's going to believe that. All right, he was throwing rocks, and he was a coyote.
A smuggler, yeah, that's right.
He was He was involved in human trafficking. As a matter of fact, he was human trafficked himself by the smuggling groups because he was only 15, and they hide behind his age.
Now, I realize that if you're 15, you don't make the best decisions. So maybe he really was a smuggler and he decided to throw rocks at the cops. But for the most part, that makes absolutely zero sense. Why would you want to draw attention to yourself?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Why
exactly,
would you want...
Exactly, Ian.
If you're engaging in black market activities, whether it's smuggling drugs or smuggling human beings, why would you want to do anything? It's like having a drug dealer go through the Border Patrol checkpoint with his pants down or something like that. I mean, why would you do something to draw undue attention to you if you're engaged in black market activities?
Yeah, I think it doesn't make any sense at all. It's another case, just like in the last one, where the government will do whatever it can to cover up and protect its own interests, which means its own bureaucrats, its own enforcers, its own foot soldiers. It will do whatever is necessary to make sure that the thin blue line is never broken.
I'm interested to find out also the Rio Grande. Now, grand, it's a big word. It means big. Grande means big.
Well, it's grander, grander in some places than others.
That's what I'm wondering, is what is the smallest width of the Rio Grande? Where is the point at which one could throw a rock across this easily? Is the whole thing, you know, to where it's no problem to just chuck a rock across it? I'm just curious. I've never been down there. I've never seen it before. Maybe you have. Maybe you can clue us in here. I just searched the Wikipedia article for width, and that word does not come up, so the information doesn't appear to be easily accessible. Just curious. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. Brandon is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, sorry for changing the subject, because both of those stories you were just talking about just really irritates the heck out of me. But I have been thinking all day about getting your input on education, and I'm just kind of looking to glean your knowledge and experience, because I understand that here in America, all children have to go to a government-approved school. Do I understand that right?
Not exactly true. Maybe in California that's the case.
I think they have to meet government schooling guidelines. It's a set of certain testing parameters that they are going to test these students on.
It may depend on which state we're talking about.
Certainly.
Different states have different rules applying to private schools, so that may be a big factor in this particular discussion. Plus, there's also the homeschooling aspect or unschooling, wherein, again, different states have different rules. Some states are very restrictive, and they demand that parents who are homeschooling have to submit their curriculum for approval to the state in advance, while other states, you know, there's not as much restriction on homeschooling. So it just all depends.
So really, we could say that there is some privatization of education going on in some states that are a little looser on the regulations.
Privatization privatization is a term that usually applies to taking something that is in the government and turning it over to, while still under government control and regulation, turning it over to private industry to handle providing the product or service. So using privatization in that sentence isn't really accurate.
There are private schools.
But when the dangerous part about privatization is when it's done by the government, generally they keep the lucrative good pieces for themselves and then turn over stuff to the rest of us, and then in the process, sometimes things will go wrong. So like when they deregulate a particular industry, often that will lead to problems because it allows people who are in that industry to act in a untoward fashion. Instead of totally deregulating an industry, they'll partially deregulate, in which case they get rid of the rules that they don't want to follow or whatever, and it can be a real mess.
Do you know if there is a state that is completely hands off, where a parent could educate their children in any way they felt was appropriate?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. That's a great question. If somebody does know that, 800-259-9231. I would say that there are certain places in which the parents are ballsy enough to where they get away with it, like the Amish, for instance.
Sure.
The state, just knowing how the Amish folks are, they are very, very, in many cases, separate from the rest of society. And for the most part, they're left alone, although recently some state governments have been cracking down on them, selling things like raw milk and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure the Amish don't have a problem with state regulators coming and demanding curriculum from them. So it really, I think, more depends on what the parents are willing to do and what they're willing to put up with and the level of activism they're willing to engage in. I don't know if you had another question. You're welcome to hang on if you do. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 8232, 1-800-318-8232.
Hello. At outofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on outofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And joining you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
So enjoy the features on our website. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us through Amazon. Remember, there's a brand new link that you need to use. Instead of the old Amazon link, you can now enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, that will result in a portion of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. It's the same Amazon you're used to, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, even used items if you want. Go and get your shopping done at Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. I think we've still got Brandon here with us in California. Are you there, Brandon? Brandon, are you with us? Maybe not. Brandon going once. Brandon going twice. He had asked some questions about educational freedom and private schools, and I was wondering if there was any place where there were absolutely no regulations whatsoever on, say, for instance, folks homeschooling. And I don't know. I'd be very interested. I know there are homeschooling associations out there. They would likely be the folks that would know about these sorts of things. Certainly some places are far more restrictive than others. He was calling from California, and that's a place in which I think they would like to outlaw homeschooling entirely.
I think there was a rule passed that basically only certified teachers could homeschool their kids.
That's right.
I intended to say attempted to be passed. I don't think it actually did.
It didn't,
pass.
Huh? Okay.
I don't think so. Hmm. But like I said, we don't give legal advice. I can tell you that there are people that would like to do it. If they manage to get it through the legal system, you'll be bound by it. But the cops will come and get your kids if you try not to do it. I mean, that's just how this group of people operates. They know better how to take care of your kids than you do. That's how what they think.
It reminds me, the whole discussion reminds me of something that happened here in New Hampshire. Now, of course, the three of us moved here as part of the Free State Project in order to get active to work toward more liberty in our lifetime. And, of course, that means educational liberty as well. And so some people get active in the political system. And we've seen some really great success stories so far, just the first few years of this project. And it hasn't even really officially started. We're early movers. So even with just a few hundred early movers coming here, we've had there's been some amazing stuff that's gone on. But we came here to New Hampshire because New Hampshire, we thought, was the best place for this project because it already has a lot of liberty-oriented ideas that are very popular with the folks that were already living here, the Granite Staters that have been here maybe for generations or for decades. And so there was some incident, I don't remember what it was specifically, but there was some kind of proposal on the table with the state government to increase the homeschooling regulations. And the homeschooling folks came out in droves to oppose this. And they came out to the state house. And, you know, the parents, this was essentially turned into a field trip for homeschooled kids. They brought their kids out, and the parents came out, too. And they.
Did you go to this one?
I did not go to this
one. Okay, I went to this one, and let me try to paint a picture for people. It was the most amazing, staggering thing that I had seen up to my life as far as sort of the, you know, the public standing up to the government in real life that I have ever seen. It was hundreds and hundreds of family members, homeschoolers, you know, descending by height down behind their moms, you know, pressed, clean, scrubbed, well-behaved families that were standing up to the government and saying, no, we will not have any of this. I was completely left speechless. My wife and I went up there to register our protest with our young child, I believe, at the time. And I can't remember if Jack was born at the time or not. I think so. And we didn't even bother going into the main room. We would have had to have waited hours to get up there. There were hundreds of people. We felt like we were represented by these people. And I'll tell you, the politicians slunk off with their tail between their legs. They did attempt to put the same rule through in some kind of administrative thing without actually getting it voted on, but they were slammed on that again. They're not going to get anything homeschooly done here in this state.
As far as increasing the regulations, maybe they'll get something done with decreasing them.
Hopefully, yes.
There are some of them. There are some homeschooling regulations here. I'm not privy to what they are, Mark. I'd imagine you would have some ideas. You're going to be doing that.
Well, you've got to. I believe you have to put in some kind of annual, you know, lesson plan
or some kind of thing.
Saying that you know, my kid.
Are you going to do
this, that?
What happens if you don't?
I believe that I don't know what's going to happen if you don't. I don't have.
I'm curious about that. When you get closer to you know, homeschooling, because you are homeschooling Jack.
It's my intention.
So you know, I'm curious to find out as to, you know, is it like a violation or something like that?
I don't know. I would really wonder. I mean, the fact is that my wife and Jack alternate between two states at times of the year, mm-hmm. and you know, what are the regulations for which state at what time? You know, seems very interesting, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it personally. I mean, if I had a kid, I wouldn't tell the state government what I was going to teach my kid.
As far as I'm concerned, it's none of their business.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your call. Scott is listening in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, hello, Ian, Mark, and JJ. How are you?
Doing well, thank
What's
you.
On your mind tonight, Scott?
As you know, this past Monday was Martin Luther King Day. I am absolutely against Martin Luther King Day.
Why?
It should be abolished.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because it has disenfranchised white Christians in this nation.
What are you talking about?
What's that?
I think a lot of white Christians would appreciate Martin Luther King. In fact, from a Christian perspective, what Martin Luther King did was likely what Jesus would have advocated.
No, what Martin Luther King did was he put the races together, and the races have been mongrelized as a.
Do you believe Jesus was a white man? Just curious.
Jesus was not Jewish. Jesus was an Anglo-Saxon. Yes, he was a white man.
How did that Anglo-Saxon get all the way from Germany? All the way from the Great Britain, the Isle. Actually, I don't think they could have even had Anglo-Saxons at the time. How did that Anglo-Saxon, that imaginary Anglo-Saxon, get to Israel at the time?
Did you ever hear of a movement called British Israelitism?
No.
The British Israelite movement.
No,
it was in Henry Ford's the International Jew. Mr. Ford made it famous, in which the Jews are not the chosen people of the Bible that they would have the world believe. It is indeed the Anglo-Saxon race.
Why would God choose anybody? I mean, why would God choose any people? If everybody is God's creation, then why would there be a chosen portion of that? Why wouldn't it all be, you know, essentially on the same playing field?
All I'm saying is that the Jews want the force rammed
down. I'm not
down
asking you what you're saying. I'm asking you a question about your... You claim to be a Christian.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that you are either not familiar with the tenets of Christianity, or you've just completely, you know, bastardized the ideas. Why would God, who is supposedly all-loving, have a chosen people in the first place?
That's what I'm saying. God should not. God should. The Jews are not the chosen people. But I'm saying that in the Bible, the chosen people are, if there is one, it's the Anglo-Saxon race.
So you are saying there's a chosen. You are saying you believe there is a chosen people.
Yes.
Why is that? Do you think God made a mistake by creating other colors of human beings?
I'm saying that there's a pecking order. There are superior races in this world. There are inferior races in this world. On the top of the pecking order,
no, sir.
There are superior.
No. There are superior minds and inferior minds. Individuals may be a little more smart than others, intelligent than others. But the idea that somebody is less smart or inferior because they have a different skin pigmentation is pretty ludicrous.
If the Anglo-Saxons were the chosen people of the Bible, and according to Wikipedia here, it says Anglo-Saxons is a term usually used to describe invading Germanic tribes in the south and east of Great Britain from the early 5th century A.D., and I thought that was the case. So they didn't even exist when any of the books of the Bible were written. Not a single one of them. So, I mean, whatever this is, this English Israelitism, doesn't take into consideration that this tribe of people that you're referring to, the Anglo-Saxons, did not exist at the time that these books were written.
What is your goal with this whole thing? What are you trying to convince us of?
What I'm trying to convince you of, I was drawn to talk about Martin Luther King.
Stick with Martin Luther King, please.
Say that again?
Stick with Martin Luther King, please.
There should not be any Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was a communist. He was a subversive. J. Edgar Hoover said so himself. And behind these black movement,
now the FBI is a bunch of good guys?
No, I'm saying that the FBI is part of the Zionist occupied government. I'm saying that.
But you just appealed to them.
What's that?
You just appealed to their authority.
I'm saying that behind the black movement, I'm saying that the Jews are the evil force behind the civil rights movement.
And I'm saying you are a sad human being. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
I find it odd that Martin Luther King and Jesus Christ are the only two people that have their own day on the calendar as a federal holiday. I mean, I will give him that. But I'm willing to get rid of both of them. I'm willing to get rid of every federal holiday. But if people want to celebrate Martin Luther King, I think he was a great man in the same way that I
Absolutely.
Think Jesus Christ had a great deal of effect in the world, too.
We're coming up here. Hour 3's next. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.